Robbie, Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Yes, good morning once again to Australia's favourite celebrity chef, Peter Russell Clark. How are you, sir?
I'm particularly well, thank you, for a young chap. You're and yourselves?
Doing all right.
What's put this spring in your step today, Peter?
Well, I was thinking about cherries. You know, cherries are in the shops at the moment, and it's a once-a-year time, and so I thought we should talk about them. And cherries have got a sort of an interesting history. Footballers, for instance, have one grab at the cherry. Young girls lose their cherry. Maybe both those things are connected. I don't really know.
Unfortunately, sometimes, I'm afraid.
Dear, oh dear. And yeah. And apart from those very poetic uses for the cherry, I believe you can also cook with them.
Most certainly. And I thought what we could do is talk about eating them as a dessert and also cooking them to serve with a piece of fish. But with the dessert first, very, very simple. All you do is pull the stalk out of the cherry and then roll them in some very warm sugar. If you get brown sugar, you know, raw sugar, and you heat that with a little butter, it caramelises, it successfully melts. Mm-hmm. And if you put cherries in that, just roll the cherries around with a little bit of cream and some cherry brandy, you've got a particularly good dessert, which you can either gobble down, give to the neighbours, or pour over a banana, for instance. So it's a very easy thing to do.
Do you leave the pips in?
Well, only if you wish to spit them at people. When I was a boy, you put the pips under the leg of your chair and then sat on them, and they exploded, which meant if you wanted to fart, you could hide your farting by putting cherries under the chair.
But you made a bit of a mess.
Well, only if your fart followed through.
Oh, Penny, you're on fire this morning. We'll take a listen to some music and come back.
And then I'll do a serious recipe of cherries and fish.
Okay. Ooh. Serious okay. faces.
Yes, Peter Russell Clark is in this morning. We heard about cherries as a dessert and also
rolled in sugar and brandy and
how to cover your farts with them. Now it's
raw not sugar. To eat.
Raw sugar. Raw sugar. You don't want that white stuff.
No. You're a raw sugar proponent?
Yeah, yes.
The brown sugar, baby.
Yes.
Well,
certainly when we're talking about farting.
Yes. Well, let's get into... So we're talking cherries and fish, are we?
Well, I thought fish is a very delicate thing to cook, and most people overcook it. If you get a bit of fish and it's got no skin or bone, so in other words, you've just got a little bit of
a fillet.
Hmm. If you drop that fillet into a little bit of oil, it would cook. You don't even have to turn it around if you turn it over if you don't want to. It'll cook in about a quarter of a minute. So put your fish in the oil, let it bubble away. You don't need the oil to be too hot. And then drop your cherries, and you've taken the pips out of these cherries. Just drop that in with the fish. Pour in a little bit of cherry brandy, some garlic, but just the juice of the garlic, and then a little bit more cherry brandy and some cream. That should all take you no more than a quarter of a minute. Take the fish out, pour the sauce over it, and you've got a really delicious thing to eat. And you don't need to serve it then with any vegetables or that goody-goody stuff.
So what's your take on veggies? Did you always think that kids should be eating more of them?
Yes, I do. The thing that I think is unfortunate with vegetables is because of our English tradition, we tend to pour them onto the plate. So if you've got a bit of steak, then you have all these bloody, like the botanic gardens around the steak, and you can't find the steak. I think what you should do is to serve the steak separately, just by itself, maybe with some sliced tomato or something, and then have the vegetables as a separate course. Now, the Americans aren't the cleverest people in the world, but one clever thing they do is they serve the salad before the main course. And the reason that's a good idea is because salads are made up mainly of water. So you fill yourself up with green water. Then when the main course comes, you're not as hungry as you would have been. And so you don't overbloat and become enormously fat.
But then how does that explain Americans having such an obesity crisis?
I think that's because, going back to the farting, they don't fart. If you don't fart, then you blow up like a balloon, and that's what they do.
And this is why, so, obviously, Australia is getting close to pipping America at the post over the last week. We're one in four people obese in Australia.
That's right. Well, I think if you learn to tuck your, that's difficult for women, this, but if you tuck your pants into your socks, then you can actually fart. It tends then to save on cab fares because you float down the street.
Peter Russell Clark, thank you so much, sir.
Solving so many of the world's problems in one easy
segment.
And just
watch your cherries.
Robbie, Marique and the Doctor on Triple J.